Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice is Your Address in the Realm of the Spirit.
Speak the Word.
Friends, don't ever forget that your voice is your address in the realm of the Spirit. And that's the title to my message, that your voice is your address in the realm of the Spirit. So when you finish praying and you finish casting your cares, you just rest your case. And then you just begin to praise God. Let the Lord take over. That's what it tells us to do in 1 Peter 5:7. Just throw it on Jesus. Just throw it on Him and let Him carry our burdens. And most important, remember what I said. Be careful what you say, because your problems has ears. Satan is listening. He's listening and he's waiting for an appropriate time. He's waiting for an opportunity to get in. He has power, but he doesn't have authority. You have both power and authority. And he's just waiting for you to give him that opportunity. He can't do anything unless you let him in. And that's what we're talking about, the importance of the spoken word, of your mouth, of your lips. Your lips are keeping you broke. Your lips are keeping you sick. Your lips is the one that's causing all these problems. It's the way you're talking. Listen to yourself talk sometime. I listen to some people talk sometime, and I know why they're in the situation that they're in. And I know I don't have it down pat. David doesn't have it down pat. But we've got a hold on it. Someone got angry with me, a family member last week, very angry with me because I didn't let them know about David being in the hospital a couple of weeks ago. I didn't let them know about my son-in-law right away. But you know, to us, it's a spiritual thing. You want the doors closed and the windows shut. You don't want to give Satan any opportunity to get in and do damage. He's already done enough damage. You don't want to make it any worse. And so I couldn't tell them because I know where they are. And I don't know what they're going to say. And so I told them, I said, David, and I don't tell many people. I said, for several reasons. One, he don't want things to get back to his company. Another, he doesn't want, you know, the enemy mostly to get in and do more damage. And so we've prayed. Now we're trusting the Lord. And we trust and we appreciate our prayer warriors. But like I said, you have to be careful. Don't get on Facebook. I've said this thousands of times. Don't go on Facebook and share everything with everybody. I mean, you're just like swinging that gate wide open and you're saying, Satan, come on. And let's just get down and have a party. Because that's what's going to happen. Unless you're posting something good. Just as God's angels are standing by to hearken to your words, which it tells us this in Psalms 103:20, Satan's demons they're standing by too. Listen to me. If there were certain words that you knew would affect your life negatively, there are things you would not say. If you knew in here that you said something today that was going to affect your life, your health, or your finances, or your family, or your job, you wouldn't have said it if you would think about what you're saying. We have to get a revelation of how serious our words are, because your words are affecting your life. Every day The enemy is trying to get something in your mouth that he can act on in your life. But also the Holy Spirit is trying to get something in your mouth that he can act on. Yes, yes. They're both. The Holy Spirit is working overtime, trying to get something in my mouth and your mouth that he can work on. And Satan is putting thoughts in your mind to get you to speak those thoughts out so he can act on those. Because he can't act unless you do. He can put the thoughts there, but he can't act unless you open the door. And that's why the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 to bring every thought into captivity. And because, you know, your words, there are thoughts before their words. So you have to think about things. Saints, who do you want to cooperate? Who do you want to cooperate with? And this is not a trick question. Who do you want working in your life? Ask yourself, who do you want working in your life? If it's the Lord, then you better get a hold of your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says the power of life and death is in your mouth. And I know that most of you in here have read that scripture in Proverbs 18:21 many, many, many times. But grasp the meaning and the power that's in those words and every word really that God says. You know, I want you to know that Jesus didn't speak just to express how he felt. Jesus didn't talk. He didn't chew the fat. He didn't yak or chat. Or I heard somebody say one of the most common things is a person says, well, I'm just saying. And usually that's nothing. Just a lot of hot air. Most people, well, I'm just saying. Be careful what you're just saying. When he spoke, he was expecting something to happen. When we speak, we want to see something happen. So speak directly to your problem. Speak directly to your body, to your situation. In other words, speak to your mountain. Saints, don't cancel out your prayers with your words either. In other words, don't have a double confession. This is where most people mess up, is with a double confession. A double confession, for instance, is we have an altar call. You come up, you ask for prayer, we pray for you. The Lord lays hands on you. The Lord works, he moves, you're healed. Yes. Yes. And just because the symptoms don't leave like that doesn't mean you're not healed. Sure. By faith, you receive your healing by faith. You receive it, not by feeling, by faith. And then you go out maybe tomorrow or the next day and somebody says something you're about feeling. I don't know. I really still got this pain in my leg. And I did get prayed for, but I just don't know if it was working or not. You know, maybe I need to get prayed for some more. Would you pray for me? That's a double confession. You know, in other words, what you should have said was when somebody said, well, how are you feeling? You say, thank you, but I'm healed. Praise God, I'm healed, you know, and it's getting better every day. Thank you, Lord. You can't have a double confession. Jesus has instructed us to speak to our mountains according to Mark 11:23 in the God Word translation. In verse 22, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, have faith in God. And I capitalized that. Just have faith in God. In verse 23, Jesus said, I can guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and he says it'll be done for him. And verse 24 says, that's why I tell you, he says, to have faith that you have already, and I capitalized that, already, that you have already received whatever you prayed for, and it'll be yours. So I know most of you have heard this, like I said, a lot of these scriptures hundreds of times, but please listen here to what Jesus is telling you. He says, that's why I tell you to have faith that you have already received whatever you prayed for, and it will be yours. The only thing is holding us back is you got to believe that you've already got it. You don't have it just because you see it and you feel it. You have it the moment that you believe. Hallelujah. Jesus wants you to speak out loud his words.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I pray that we will understand the importance of every word that we speak, that our enemy Satan uses our words as an opportunity to get in and do his damage, put sickness on our bodies, cause chaos in our families, in our churches, and even steal our finances from us, and help us to get a revelation that he begins with our thoughts. But friends, please know this. Thoughts may come and persist in staying, but thoughts that are not put into words or into action will die unborn. In other words, unless we speak out those thoughts, Satan will not have an access into our lives. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our voice is our address in the realm of the Spirit. Friends, I pray that you will start confessing God's word over everything and believe what you say and see how things begin to turn around in your life. For Jesus says in Mark 11:23, I guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. That's why he said to have faith that you have already received whatever you prayed for it will be yours. Praise God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.